Rodney's going to sing you a social problem song from the Ozarks about a girl named Polly Vaughn who ran into a bunch of hard luck one evening. She got killed. Right after supper. And I want to fill you in on a little background here, because this song is a little hard to understand the first time you hear it. Rodney also sings through his nose and the stuff. This girl, I want you to try and picture this. Rodney would have to go back and get more education before he could be retarded. This girl named Polly Vaughn was out back of her house one evening, hunkered down in some brush out there, doing first one thing, then the other. We're from kind of a primitive area, you know. And this song is quite old. It was before the day of privies and stuff. And she was back there, hunkered down with her apron wrapped up about her, out of the way. She's a neat girl. What do you want, Rod? Rodney said, if I keep talking filthy dirty like that, one of these days snakes and toads are going to fall out of my mouth. Which will give you, you know, a rough idea just where his brain quit developing. He's one of the Brothers Grimm. At any rate, while Polly was out there, she had a big, kind of a looby boyfriend who was out piddling around the neighborhood there. Possum hunting. And he, you know, he wasn't what you'd call extra bright. And he was also about half nearsighted. And he was going by Polly's farm, and he happened to look over there, and between her backyard and a little pond that was over there, he saw something white down next to the ground, which, you know, we know as Polly's apron or something. And he took her for a swan. How's that grab you? He took her for a swan, and he cut down on her with a double-barrel 10-gauge shotgun and sort of got her on the rise, kind of, with a big load of chilled buckshot, which, of course, you know, flipped her over 9 or 10 times. And he didn't know what he had done, and he ran up there all eager and everything to, I don't know, skin her or whatever. And got to groping around there in the sprouts and stopped his toe up against her and flopped her over and looked down and saw that he had scragged his own girlfriend. And of course he just felt rotten about it. Just boogered his whole day. And as a matter of fact, the neighbors got ill as hornets over this too, because she's sort of a favorite girl in the neighborhood, and they hauled him up and put him on trial for murder. Now, this is the song, essentially, that Rodney's going to sing for us. This guy, you can imagine him at the trial. He tried to tell the judge and the jury. You know, he admitted he killed her. He pretty near had to do that. He'd blown her withers off and thanks. But he kept trying to explain that the whole thing was an accident. He had taken her for a swan. Which didn't go over too hot with him. And Rodney's going to tell us the whole story, and as only Rodney can. I wonder, Chris, can you give us some dramatic lighting for Rod? Kind of take the edge off his sharp features a little bit? A little less on that one. I would have been in favor of that myself, but yeah, we want to be able to see him. Oh, that doesn't look too bad. Let's see how you look, Rod. Jesus. What do you mean, where? I'll tell you when he comes, Rod, okay? I think that's pretty good, Chris. The name of the song is Polly Vaughn.